episode 221, The Children's Question That Stumped Me.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you? It is time for Lemonade on the Beach. Actually, it's kind of my last day of Lemonade on the Beach. We are getting ready to close up shop on our vacation, which means that, well, I guess I become a little more organized and maybe my mind won't be like all over the place. But it has been a fun thing just to bring you along with me. And I know there's going to be a lot more beach journeys yet to come together. And so you can be looking forward to that. But today, I wanted to kind of let you peek in on a little conversation my children and I had on the beach. And it was truly the question that stumped me. At one point before we headed out to the beach, we were in the elevator. I think we were going out to dinner one night, and one of the workers, the bellman and or valet person, one of them, I don't know, he was a worker here, and we've seen him quite often, and so he's gotten to know our faces and our name and all. And so he began to say, you know, ask us questions. And we're like, yeah, this is kind of basically the last day at the beach, and we're not real happy about it. We're kind of sad. And so then we went on to talk about school starting, et cetera, and so he's asking grades. And he looked at me and he said, "You really have them all over, don't you?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And so I felt there for just a second that maybe I really am not all that crazy, that yes, my life is so well diversified with my five babies, but they are truly a blessing. And so when we were on the beach, we were really chilling when later on in the evening, it was towards early evening, before dinner time, and my daughter, my oldest, turned to me and said, "You know, Mom, what is the most important stage that you have really enjoyed us? You know, is it when we were small, when we're older?" Because we were talking about vacationing and how it is to bring children, et cetera, and getting along. And my little Einstein number four, he chimes in and he's like, "Well, Mom, you know, I mean, I maybe Gracie and I aren't so mature, but I mean, you know, like my older brother and sister, well, they really are. And then, well, I can't speak for, you know, Ashley and et cetera, et cetera." And I just thought it was interesting. Totally. I mean, the perspective coming from all of them. And so I laid there on the beach talking to them about growing up. And they were asking me these questions. "Well, Mom, what was it about that age that you liked? What was it about this age that you liked?" And I began to really reflect and I said, "You know what? Ultimately, I've enjoyed absolutely every single moment. I've treasured it." And in looking back on that, I began to ask myself the question, what moments stand out in your life? Yes, you, I'm talking to you. What are those moments, those precious moments that are like, gosh, you just want to hold on to them. They're so endearing to you. And they mean, not necessarily that they mean more, but they hold maybe a higher place in your heart. The memories are more vivid. They're actually clearer. And you feel like you could reach out and just touch them. That they're so vivid to you. They're so real. You can remember almost what you were wearing and how you were dressed. There are certain moments in your life. But never did I think my children would stop me and say, "Well, what did you like better? Did you like me as an infant? Did you like me when I was in a kindergartner? Did you like me when I was a high schooler?" I was like, what do I say? Because ultimately, I have truly enjoyed absolutely every moment. And during that discussion, we reflected on different things. I mean, from literally, we talked about nursing them And one of them asked me, well, what was I like? Was I a crier, you know, when I was young? Or was I, you know, just happy? Did I sleep well? It's just, it was so interesting. And they were intrigued by it. Have you had those conversations with your children? Even with your memories growing up with your own parents, if your parents are still alive, having those conversations, it's really neat how it just begins to blend everything together. The colors begin to become more vibrant. It's like it jumps off. Those memories begin to jump off the page, so to speak. And I would almost call it like live art journaling, because we were reflecting back and it was like we were painting pictures in the air and using words to describe it, and our tone of voice and our expressions on our face. It was just precious. Are you doing that with your life? Because if you aren't, I want to challenge you today to ask yourself that question, the question that my children asked me that stumped me. What are the moments in your life that are so vivid, that are so precious, that stand out to you? What is it about those moments that do? Because there's usually something in there. It may be something good. It could be something bad. A feeling maybe that makes us uneasy, or a feeling that makes us totally jubilant. And it's just like this indescribable rush of electricity through our body. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. And you just want to savor that every moment. From that point on, you're like, I got to have this. Can I put it in a bottle and keep it forever? What are those moments? I want you to reflect on those today. I want you to and look at throughout your day and think, oh, this is a moment I don't want to forget. Be present in your day today. Be incredible. And most importantly, go out and be you. Amplify your life. Because you know what? I love you so very much. And God loves you even more. And the awesome thing is, you are part of an amazing family here. And know that you are precious. And if you do get those funny stumped questions, treasure those moments. Just give it time. If you don't think you're saying the right words, or literally you're stumbling and falling over your own words, because at one point I really did. I felt like, oh gosh, am I saying the right thing? I don't want to offend my children, but I wasn't offending them. It was just this precious moment that a mommy, because daddy wasn't there. Daddy was back in the room. The kids and I had just gone out for a little bit, and he was doing some work. And so we were just at the beach and we just had our time together. And that is something that you need to really cherish, because life is too short. Life is too precious. Hold on to those moments. Hold on to those questions that stump you, because usually those are the ones that just allow you to say, yeah, I got to hold on to this one. This is something. Yeah. I got this one. So go out and have an absolutely tremendous and beautiful, absolutely gorgeous day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.